Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Menachos Daf Ayin Gimel. We begin on Ayin Beis Amud Beis at the second line off the bottom. So we concluded yesterday with a pasuk which provided the source that even a mincha made of barley, even that mincha has its shiraim, its leftover portion, given to the kohanim. It was based on the pasuk of v'chol mincha bulul v'shemen v'chareva l'chol b'nei arantia. Ask the Gemara today, what do you mean? How could you learn from that pasuk if that same pasuk has already been applied elsewhere as a source for a different halacha, making it unavailable for this halacha? V'haylochi da'asa, is it coming for this purpose? Oh, but this pasuk mi'bayle is needed elsewhere for a different halacha. Look at this sanya, as we learn in the following braisa. So the karbanos were distributed to the kohanim on duty on a daily basis. Now, as we're going to see in the next braisa, the distribution is meant to be an equal, even distribution. So you have 100 kohanim, you have a karban chatas, each one gets a portion, whatever it may be, as small as it may be. You cannot go ahead and make a switch. Look, you take the extra meat, I'll take the extra mincha. This way we each have a significant... No. Each carbon, individually, will be distributed equally amongst all kohanim. In fact, some of the Rishonim learned that you can't even switch it after the fact. Okay, I'll give you, you give me. No. So the actual chalukah has to be even, as the pasuk says, ish ka'achiv. Right? Each ish ka'achiv, as his fellow kohen. So it's an equal distribution without any wheeling and dealing. Now, as we're going to see in the braisa, it applies to all types. So you can't switch, he'll swap the mincha for the meat, or the meat for the mincha, or the bird for the... You can't do that. Minayin, how do we know, in fact, she'ein chalukin, you can't divide mincha is keneged zvachim, a mincha in exchange for a karban. So I'll get a double portion of the mincha, I'll take your mincha, and I'll give you my portion in the... No, tam leimar, v'chol ha-mincha, asher tafa betanu l'chol b'nei arantia ish ka'achiv. So let's just read the pasuk. It's actually a group of two pesukim here. It reads like this, v'chol mincha asher tafa betanu. So it begins with v'chol, and it goes through a whole list of all types of menachos. Asher tafa betanu, v'chol nasib marcheshes, v'al machmas, l'akoyin ha-makriv, next pasuk, v'chol, again, v'chol mincha belula, v'ashemen v'chareva, which was actually the pasuk we used yesterday, and that's going to be the kasha today. We see that this same pasuk is being applied elsewhere for a different purpose. Okay, the pasuk continues, v'chol mincha belula, v'ashemen v'chareva, l'chol b'nei arantia, ish ka'achav, must be equally, evenly distributed amongst all the kehanim that are on duty that day. Okay, so I can't swap mincha for meat. Okay. Perhaps I can't do that. Why? Because they don't really relate to each other. They're different types. This is a mincha, this is an animal carbon. They don't really relate. In fact, even if a person can't afford, he's meant to bring an animal, he can't afford, he drops down a level to a bird. He doesn't drop down to a mincha, which is two steps away. So a mincha is not really related to an animal carbon. And that would explain, perhaps, why you can't swap one for the other. Too far apart. But what about a mincha and bird? They're close together. If you can't afford a bird, you bring a mincha. So maybe there you can swap one for the other. Let's see. Yachalai yachlaku. Perhaps you can't divvy menachos keneged zvach a mincha in exchange for meat of an animal. Shalai kamo tachtein badalos. Even when you're a dalos, when the person's, can't afford, you don't bring one instead of the other, meaning they're not connected. They're too far apart to relate to each other. Perhaps you can take a little extra mincha in exchange for your part in the oif carbon, because there is some connection between bird carbonis and menachos. Because when a person is obligated to bring a bird, he can't afford, he brings a mincha. So once again, we have another part of the pasuk which covers this as well. These are extra expressions in the pasuk, because Rashi explains, once the pasuk says all menachos are equally distributed, why does the pasuk have to go list them all out? Mincha, machbas, marcheshes. These are all extra expressions to tell you, in all situations, in all configurations. Whatever you're distributing, it has to be an equal distribution. Perhaps I can't swap mincha for bird because they're so far apart, so different in type. Birds are blood related and menachas are flower related, different materials. But perhaps bird and animal are closely related and they can be exchanged for each other. But animal for bird perhaps do connect. They're both types of blood. Again, so once again, this covers an extra dimension, which includes this type of swap as well. What about I understand you can't swap bird for animal, because they're so different in the way they're processed. The bird is processed by hand, the malika, right? It's done with the fingernail, as opposed to the zvachim, which are done by way of a utensil, a knife. Different system. What if there are two different types of menachas on hand? And I want to swap one for the other. They're both manually operated. Even menachas cannot be swapped around. Okay. Perhaps that's only if there are different types of menachas. The machvas to the macheshes, or the opposite, the macheshes connect the machvas, because they're made differently. Shazum aseh akashin, the machvas is a more stiffer consistency, vizum aseh rachin, as opposed to macheshes, which is more soft and oily. Avol yachalku machvas connect the machvas. Suppose we have two machvases. So why bother splitting it, half-half? You'll take this one, I'll take the other one. Or macheshes connect the macheshes. So when they're both the same exact type, perhaps I can swap it around. Tamalaymar, no. You get a piece of this and a piece of that. Vacharebe l'chol b'ni arantiyya. Okay. Perhaps this only applies to the higher form of karbanis, kachi kadoshim, because after all the pasuk relates to mincha, which we know is kachi kadoshim. So perhaps over there you can't make this swapping around. But perhaps when it comes to lower form of karbanis like kachim kalam, like a toida, perhaps you can wheel in the altar. And then it says vimal toida, and toida of course is kachim kalam. So we learn that kishem, just like she'en cholkim kachi kadoshim, you can't swap around when it comes to kachim kadoshim, the same with all karbonas. Kach ein cholkim kachim kal. And the pasuk concludes with the words ish ka'achiv. And we learn that ish cholik, only an adult, has a right to a portion of the karbonas. A kohen who is an adult, past bar mitzvah, afilu babu, maybe he happens to be blemished and he can't actually do avodah today, but a special pasuk that he can earn a portion in the karbanis, as opposed to a minor, main katan chalik, he doesn't get a portion, I feel the time, even if he's unblemished. Only a gadol. Now we have a kasha on hand, because this pasuk, v'chol mincha b'lul b'shemen v'charevo, is being applied for this halacha, for equal distribution. How can we use the same pasuk yesterday regarding the other halacha? Says the Gemara, who, the other halacha of yesterday, sorry, today's halacha, mikol nafka, is going to be learned from Kol. The pasuk begins with Kol. It's an added expression. That's the way drushas work. We don't necessarily understand the drushas, but that's the way it works. When there's an extra pasuk, there's a pasuk is alluding to the extra halacha that you meant to make an equal distribution under all circumstances. Says the Gemara, but even Kol has already been applied for a different halacha way back on the Samach Gimel. But I think it's been used. Look, there's a Chani, a Yuda, a different halacha that we learned way back. So again, it's unavailable. We're stuck. Elahu mi vichal. Fine. The kal word is extra. It's been used, but the vav, vichal mincha, the extra vav, is available for this halach. So bottom line is, we now have sources for both halachas, that it has to be equally distributed, no swapping around. And likewise, yesterday's halach regarding the shirayim of the mincha so'im and mincha k'noitz, which are made of so'irim of barley, also are directed to the kohanim for consumption. Rina Amar, he has a different teretz. I'll tell you what we learned, the halacha of the shirayim to the kohanim by the barley-related benachas. Ask him in the Tani Levi, I have a different source. Levi's brisa, an open pasuk. Tani Levi. This is a pasuk in Parshas Korach, which lists us all the gifts to the kohanim, the chavdal, matanis, kuhuna. So we have l'chol karabonim, l'chol menchasim, all these are given to the kohanim. L'chol chatasim, and there's an extra expression there, l'chol, 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 right? What do we learn from all these extras? Kol karbanim l'rabbis luk shemen shel metzora. That the metzora brings a luk, a certain amount of oil, which actually does not end up on the mizbeach. Part of it is placed on his earlobes, on his forehead, on his head. Part of it is sprayed towards the heichal. What happened to the leftovers? That's given to the Kayanim. And Rashi points out that the Lukshemen elsewhere is referred to as a korban. So l'chol korbanam refers to the oil which is given to the Kayanim. Now, why would I need a special pasuk for this? The answer is because Saka the Tachmini, perhaps I would think it's different than a regular. The pasuk says that Kayhanim, they get, you know, the leftovers of Karbonis, who are partially brought on the Mizbeach, Ala Ish, right? So they get the leftovers. Not so the Lukshem and Shalmatzer, which has nothing to do with the Mizbeach. And that's why we need a special pasuk to include Lukshem and Shalmatzer as well. Kasa Rachmana, therefore the pasuk goes and teaches us that they get the Lukshemin as well. Kamashma. What about L'chol Menchas? And what's that coming to include? L'rabbis, here we go. This is our source that we're looking for. Menchas O'Emer. U'Menchas K'nois. So these two are included. They are also given to the Kohen for consumption. Why would I think they're different? Sa'akad Dachmin, perhaps I would think. These two Menachas are very different. Because typically a Mincha is Mechaper, atones for a sin, etc. But here we're speaking about Menchas O'Emer, whose primary purpose is to permit consumption of the new crop. It's a matir. Likewise, Menchas K'nois that a Soita brings. It's meant to verify, to confirm her status, whether or not she's sinned. So it's a different type of function, different type of process. And perhaps that doesn't go to the Kayanim to eat. Sagda Dagmin, perhaps I would think. Pasuk, in relating to the Kehanim's consumption of Karbanis, tells us an interesting point. It's more than just that they have a right. By consuming the Karbanis, they are in essence completing the atonement process. So part of it goes on the Mizbeach, part of the Dab, then what ends up by the Kehanim, leftovers, V'ochlu oisim asher kurbu behem, and the Kehanim eat, they are mechaper. Amazing. Their act of achila and holiness is mechaper. It completes the kapara process. Amar Rachmana. That's what the Torah describes it, as opposed to these two menachos. V'hai the minchas omer doesn't really have that function. Lahatir ka'as, it's coming to permit. V'dechnami the other one for the soita. Levar ka'as, it's coming to verify a situation. Kamashma, perhaps they wouldn't be going to kahanim. Kamashma comes to pasuk and says it goes to the kahanim as well, like any other mincha. What about l'chol chatas? What's that coming to include? L'rabbi is chatas oif. A chatas bird goes to the Kayhanim for consumption. Why would I think otherwise? Because sagdat achamin, perhaps I would think neveli. After all, it wasn't really shechted properly. It was malika done, the removal of the head with the the fingernail. That's typically called that's like considered like killing the animal, right? Perhaps it's a dead animal and unsuitable, unfit for Kayhanim to consume. Neveli, kamash malan comes to pasuk and says no. It experienced a true akrova process. It's good for the carbon and it's good for kehan to eat. What about the chol ashamim? What's that coming to cover? The rabbi is to include asham nazir, asham etzera to the kehanim. Ask the gemara, asham etzera? Why a new pasuk? Vehedik sibe. We have a clear pasuk on that. That it goes to the kehanim. Ki kechatas hashem ulakoyim. The pasuk clearly says that the asham etzera goes to the kehanim. Ela radul rabbi is to include asham nazir. That's the focal point. And treated like Asham Metzera, which we know as a given, goes to the Kayanim. What would I think Asham Nazir is different? Perhaps I would think La'achshe Ka'asim, similar to a minute ago. This isn't really meant to atone. The Asham that a Nazir brings when he comes tummy, he brings an Asham as part of this purification process to sort of allow him, enable him to activate the new, to restart his Nazirus. That's La'achshe. Or some say Rashi on the bottom says to allow him to take his haircut, to drink wine. It's a different type of process, different type of objective. Perhaps that doesn't go to the Kohanim for consumption. Kamashman, the point is, yes, we treat it like any other Asher. And finally, the pasuk says, Asher Yoshivu, something which is returned. What's that? Zegez l'hager. One robs a ger, which means to say, typically, when a person steals money, and he swears falsely to deny the claim, and then admits that he has to repay the owner or his kids, the actual principal and the added fifth, etc. What if it's a ger who has no descendants? He died childless. There's nobody to give it back to. You give it to the Kayanim. And the pasuk ends off l'chohi ulevanecha to teach us that this money belongs totally to him. Shalchohi ulevanecha. It's yours, Mr. Kayan. Do with it whatever you want. has no holiness. It's your personal possession. It's your personal money. I feel the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you could use it to betroth a woman. So it's totally yours. Okay, so conclusion. We learn from either the first source or the second source that the Shirayim of the Minchas Oimer and the Minchas Knois are directed to the Kohanim like any other Mincha. We also learned that the Karbanos are meant to be distributed equally, with each kohen getting a fair share of each individual car. Now comes a brand new discussion. We all know that even a guy can bring a carbon. We have a pasuk. The pasuk says, ish, the double ish covers even a guy. He can bring a carbon. The pasuk concludes with a reference to an oila, asher yakra l'Hashem l'oila. It says Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, that's the only carbon that he could bring, an oila. Shalmei, hayde kacham. Let's say the guy pledges a shlamim. Oilas, his carbon is an oil. So even if he says this is going to be a shlamim, we don't treat it like a shlamim. Why? For two reasons. Either based on the pasuk or logic. Either it's a svar. Why? That's what he meant. He has no clue. He has no idea. He can't relate to shlamim. Shlamim has different parts. Part goes on the mizbeach. Part the kohen eats. Part the owner eats. L'shem Shemaim, that elevates the experience, that brings the shlemus that's needed. A guy has no connection. He, by him, it's either himself or completely to Hashem. There's no concept of v'makadish, worldly activities for the sake of Hashem elevating the material, making it spirit. He has no concept. So by him, when he's giving it away, it's totally for Hashem. He intended to give it totally to Hashem. Or it's based on a pasuk, because in that pasuk, which allows a guy to bring a carbon, it clearly mentions an oila. Any carbon that they bring, oila lehavi, is treated like an oila. So according to Rav Huna, a guy only oila only. I have a question from a price which seems to say that he can bring anything. If a guy donated a shlamim, not only Israel. Now, of course, even if you would say a guy can donate a shlamim, but certainly when it comes to consuming the carbon, a guy cannot consume the carbon. He can't eat, shlamim. So he'll have to give it to somebody. Not only Israel. So if he gave it to the Israel to eat, good for him. Israel oichlam. So Israel eats it. Not only the kohen gave it to the kohen to eat. A kohen oichlam. The kohen eats it. But in any case, we see that a guy can donate a shlamim, unlike Rav Huna, who says oila only. No, the Brisa means like this. It wasn't the shlamim of a guy. But that was the guy heard that a Yisrael pledged a shlamim. He says, you know what, my good friend Yisrael, let me sponsor your shlamim. Let me bring it on your behalf. So technically, it's the Yisrael's carbon, paid for by the guy. That's okay, as long as it's not the guy's carbon. Amash yischaper ben Yisrael, Yisrael oichlan. If he meant that Yisrael should have kapara from it, Yisrael keeps it and eats it. Or if it was meant for a kohen, likewise, amash yischaper ben kohen oichlan. Mazar of Shezvi. So you're telling me that a guy can only completely give it away in oilam, or as Rashi points out, when it comes to menachas, he can't do a regular mincha, which is consumed by kohen. His mincha is totally on the mizbeach, totally for Hashem. Listen to this brisa. Masarav Shezvi. Elu menachas nikmatzes. We have our Mishnah. Here's a list of menachas which go through kmitza. Vishi rein l'kayim. The leftover portion is given to the kayanim. And we have minchas oved gichavim. Clearly a guy's mincha is going to be consumed, not fully incinerated. And Rabbi Yechon, like Kasha, you're right. It's a machlekes tanoim. Some hold that a guy can only donate oila or a mincha which is completely burnt on the mizbeach, and some say you can donate pretty much any carbon, like Hashem. Harabi Siak Lili, who says he can do all options. Harabi Kiva, who says oila only. The son ish. So that's the pasuk we refer to. That's ish, right? Matam lam ish. Why does it say ish again? The rabbi is to allow a goy as well into the carbon world. As if you have shenoydrin nedarim undavitz yisrael, they could donate carbons like yisrael. And the pasuk gives you a list, a printout of different type of karbanos. Asher yakriv l'Hashem l'oila. So perhaps we would confine it and limit it to an oila, right? No, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk continues, nidreim, any type of karban. Toida minayin, what about a toida? Sorry, where am I? In the oila. Shlomim minayin, what about a shlom? Talmud Lomar, nidreim, right? You can donate even a shlom. Toida minayin, what about a toida? Talmud Lomar, nidvaisa. So that's two. That also is a clue. Milan the Rabbis Ha'ayves. So what about bird karbanis? V'ayayin. We donate wine. V'alavayna. Right? Some sort of spice. V'ayitzim. Tamalayim v'nidreyem. L'chol. The extra l'chol covers that as well. L'chol v'nidreyem. D'vayisim l'chol. It says l'chol v'nidreyem to cover everything. So why is the pasuk even single out oila by name if it's not limited to an oila? From oila we learn prata nazirus. You can only bring a regular carbon. You can't bring a carbon of a nazir. Okay? So that's out. We'll get to that in a minute, but in any case, according to this opinion, Divrei Rabbi Yisrael Halevi, according to him, the options are pretty much unlimited in terms of what carbon a guy could bring. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. It's limited to an oila only. In line with Rabbi Huna's earlier statement. Kiva Omer, Asher Kiru Hashem la'oila, means only an oil, only an oil. Okay, fine. So bottom line, it's a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva, who says it's limited to an oil, whereas Rabbi Yisrael Halevi says all options are open. Now let's hone in on the prat l'nazirus. V'hai prat l'nazirus ma'achad nafka. Is this the pasuk which teaches us that a goy cannot relate to the carbon of a nazir? Ma'asim nafka. We have a different pasuk that he doesn't relate to the whole process of nazirus. Da'abab Bnei Yisrael, v'amatalem, tell the Bnei Yisrael, they can commit to the parasha to the status of a nazir. Now why? No, right? Ish. Kiyafli. Linder, neder, nazir, lahazir, lashem. We learn from him, only Bnei Yisrael have that ability. Bnei Yisrael, neidrin. Bnei nazir. Ve'ein, oidlichav, neidrin, bnei nazir. So here we have a source that a guy is totally preempted from the zeros. Why the other pasuk? Why is that needed? Says the Gemara, if only from this pasuk, which doesn't allow him to bring the carbon of Nazir, Havamina would say, carbon of the Levaisi, you know, he can't sponsor a carbon of a Nazir. He can't bring a carbon of Nazirus. Avol Nazirus Cholalayu. But, perhaps he can become a Nazir. There are two components to Nazirus. There is conducting oneself as a nazir, refraining from wine, from becoming tummy, etc. Perhaps that he can do. Although he can't bring the carbon of a nazir, as per the exception of the pasuk oila prat nazirus. So perhaps the carbon not, but the experience yes. The kamashkon comes to the next pasuk and says only Bnei Yisrael can relate to the experience of a nazir. Now you'll ask, what about the other way around? Once we know that he can't become a nazir, of course he can't bring a carbon. Why do we need the other pasuk? So actually, it's a question that's posed by Tosfos and Nazir, and he says, true. The guy himself can't become a nazir. Certainly he can't bring the carbon of his own personal naziris. If he's not going to be a nazir, he doesn't bring a carbon. But perhaps he can sponsor the carbon of a Yisrael nazir. So if a Yisrael became a nazir, it needs to be in carbon. Perhaps the kohen could sponsor that carbon. Comes the pasuk and says, Oila prat l'naziris, no. He doesn't relate to anything related to a nazir. Not by himself, not by his carbon, not even sponsoring the carbon of a yid. Okay, Kiman Oslo Desnan. Let's take a look at the following Mishnah. Amar Rav Shimon, Shiva Dvarim, Hiskinu Bezdin. There were seven practices established by the Bezdin. Vizeh, and the following is Echad Mem, is one of them. So let's see who's the author of this Mishnah. Oyvit Kicham Shishalach Alasim Dinasayah. A guy sent his carbon oil from out of town. Vishilacham on a Sachel. So he sent along the Nesachim. You know, he wrote a check, he sent it along. We can buy the wine, all that comes along with the carbon. Fine, great. Krev Mishalai, so it's self-sponsored, great. But let's say he didn't provide for the Nesachim. What happens? Who's responsible for the Nesachim, which is a standard accompaniment for every carbon? Krev Mishal Tzibur. It's sponsored by way of the public treasury. Special taka. Now, clearly the Mishnah is allowing a guy to offer wine. Lema Rabbi Yisrael Halevi of Akiva? Is this perhaps only like Rabbi Yisrael Halevi who allows a kohen to be makriv of wine, as we said before? In contrast to Rabbi Akiva, who says that a guy cannot do anything other than the actual oila. And here we see that if he sends the wine, it comes on the mizbech. Ah, filu tei Rabbi Akiva! This mission can fully fit with Rabbi Akiva as well. Because it's one package. When Rabbi Akiva says an oila, he means v'chol chaverto, with all its friends, with all its accompaniments. It's one package. It's not a separate wine offering. That he can't do, but the oila he can bring with all its trimmings. Fine. Another question. Mantana the Hotan Rabban. Who's the author of the following brayso? This is by the Ipsukim of Nesachim. Ezrach, a citizen. Ezrach, maybe Nesachim. Only a Yisrael, a citizen, can bring, can offer wines, and means to say that he can, he can even donate just plain wine for the Mizbeach. But only a true citizen, a Yisrael, can do that. Ezrach may be Nesach, but a guy can't. He can't just donate wine for the Mizbeach. Ve'ein, ha'ev g'cham may be Nesach. Yachal lo'itei oylos etun Nesachim. Okay, if a guy is preempted from offering wine, perhaps his korban, let's say he brings an oyla, perhaps that's also exempt from Nesachim. Tamlema kocha, kocha adds and says that, yeah, you don't donate it separately, but if he brings a korban, it comes along with wine. So again, we're sort of in a dilemma. Who's speaking in this price of money? It's not going to follow Rishak Lili, nor Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva. Why? If it's going to Rishak Lili, he says before, Afilu Yayinami, even a guy decides to bring wine on its own, he can do so, and he would say he can't. So that's out. Either Rabbi Kiva, okay, perhaps Rabbi Kiva speaking, but he told us only the oila itself. Ha'amar oila in midrach niloi. You can't bring anything other than the animal itself. And here we say that you can have wine accompanying the carbon of a guy. Says the Gemara, no problem. Ibai Yisem and Rabbi Yisak Lili can go either like him, Ibai Yisem, or you can say Rabbi Kiva. How? Ibai Yisem and Rabbi Yisak Lili, either we're going to Rabbi Yisak Lili, we'll have to make a slight revision in that list in the Braisa. Sami Mahi Yain. We'll delete wine from that list. So basically, according to Rabbi Yisak Lili, can bring anything except for wine, which is excluded by way of this Pasuk of Ezrach. That's one solution, Ibai Yisem and Rabbi Kiva, or keep going like Rabbi Kiva, with the same answers we said before. This is not a separate wine offering. Oyla v'chol chaverta. Even Rabbi Kiva allows a guy to offer an oyla with its trimmings, with its accompaniment. It's one package. And therefore, it passes. Okay, let's stop here. Pick it up tomorrow, B'ezras Hashem. In the meantime, we learned that the shiraim of all menaches, even the ones made of barley, like the oymer and knois, go to the kohanim. Basically, all menaches. We'll see there are some exceptions later. We have two sources, right? Either from the v'chol, Mincha B'lal Arba Shemen, that was yesterday, and today Levi, Ravina added from the Brice of Levi, L'chol Menchasam, to cover this as well. We learned an interesting point, they're not meant to swap around the portions of the Karbonos, rather it's meant to be an equal, even distribution amongst all the Kehanim, each carbon per se. Regarding the ability of a guy to bring a carbon, we have Machlekes Tanoim, according to Bakiva, only in Oilam. And then we're added the chaverta as well, the nesachim to come along with it. Whereas according to Rabbi Lili, he can pretty much donate everything except for the wine. Okay, all the best to you and Aslachar.